From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting several people have been killed in a shooting at Fort Lauderdale Airport in Florida. Authorities say multiple people were shot at the airport and the assailant is in custody. The Fort Lauderdale Hollywood International Airport reports an ongoing incident at its Terminal 2 baggage claim area on its official Twitter account. Bill Nelson is a Democratic senator from Florida.
It illustrates the ephemeral line between protection in this day of suspected terrorism. We don't know that this is a terrorist act, but when anything takes place in an airport, of course, we get quite concerned that that's the case.
News reports from the airport say five people were killed and 13 others wounded. News helicopters hovering over the area showed hundreds of people waiting on the tarmac as ambulances took victims to the hospital and law enforcement personnel raced to the scene. Police are searching the airport and nearby car parking garages, but the Broward County mayor has said no other shooters have been found. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump, who has dismissed the idea that Russia hacked into the recent presidential election process, is receiving a full briefing from the leaders of the U.S. intelligence community. In an unprecedented move for a president-elect, Trump has been highly critical of intelligence agencies. On Thursday, he softened his tone somewhat with a tweet saying he's a big fan of U.S. intelligence. In an interview with the New York Times Friday, Trump called the controversy a political witch hunt being carried out by his opponents who are still upset about losing the election. This is VOA News. Russian military chief Valery Gerasimov announced Friday that Russia is beginning a drawdown of its military resources in Syria. Gerasimov said the Admiral Kuznetsov aircraft carrier and its accompanying battle group will be the first ships to leave. He said the reduction of the armed deployment to Syria was the decision of Russian President Vladimir Putin. Moscow has been a key ally of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad in Syria's devastating civil war. Police in Dhaka, Bangladesh, says that they have shot dead the prime suspect in last year's brutal attack on a cafe there. Officials said Nurul Islam Marjan was considered one of the masterminds of a cafe attack in July at the Artisan Bakery in Dhaka. 20 hostages, most of them foreigners, were killed in that attack. Police say another suspected terrorist was also killed in the early morning shootout. The identity of the second militant was not immediately clear. While Islamic State had claimed responsibility for the bakery attack, Bangladesh officials said the attackers were members of the Jamaat-ul-Mujahideen Bangladesh, a domestic group that has been banned for more than 10 years. Soldiers in Ivory Coast have launched mutinies in three cities on Friday in a bid for higher pay. Witnesses say gunfire erupted around 1 a.m. local time in Bouake, the country's second-largest city. Journalist Narita Namaste, reporting from Abidjan, told VOA French that soldiers looted weapons from local police stations and took control of the northern and southern entrances to the city. Similar mutinies broke out in the towns of Korogo and Daloa. In a communique, the Ivorian Defense Ministry said officers in Bouake have entered into discussions with the soldiers. It said the soldiers are demanding a salary increase, bonuses, and a reduction of time necessary to achieve higher pay grades. The U.S. unemployment rate rose 0.1% to hit 4.7% in December. Friday's report from the Labor Department says the economy had a net gain of 156,000 jobs in the last month of 2016. Market analysts say December's job growth was a bit less than economists expected, but was still a solid performance. A separate report from the Commerce Department says the U.S. trade deficit rose nearly 7% in November. Friday's data show the gap between what Americans sell abroad and what they buy from foreigners was $45.2 billion. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.